Despite the vastness of the Amazon rainforest, it's subject to constant forces that are gradually diminishing it.
The main threat is deforestation, the losses of habitats and the raising of cattle ranching in the area.
That's Marcos Almet, an environmental activist in Brazil who's working to redirect the economic forces that are driving deforestation there. Since 2003, he's been that country's executive director for Conservation Strategy Fund, the Sebastopol-based organization that trains local activists worldwide in applying economic arguments to protect the natural environment. In the case of the Amazon rainforest, Ahmed explains, that has meant encouraging the farmers there to diversify economically.
There's a lot of extractive products in Amazon that we can put together with the cattle ranching and crops to avoid have these huge deforested areas. So we can mix the production of food with also some extractive activities to keep most of the forest in place.
A similar approach has been developed with some of the indigenous tribal groups, Marcos adds. With them, an important element is building capacity for ecotourism deep within the rainforest.
2 years ago, we started to work with indigenous people in Brazil. And it's very different because we are talking about people that come to me and talk about the expectations. They want to improve their way of life and also to keep the forest.
So far, the market for this sort of unfiltered ecotourism lies almost entirely outside of Brazil, even though most of the country's urban population has never seen the interior jungle. In fact, Ahmed says, the city dwellers don't have much history of visiting even their national parks, such as the visually stunning and world-famous Iguazu Falls. That's something else he's working to help change.
Iguazu Falls is the most visited national park in Brazil. It receives a little more than 1 million people each year. But most of the other parks in Brazil receive just a few people because the parks were created mainly to keep people outside. So now they're trying to change this view of the parks and bring the society inside the parks.
Part of that involves turning those protected areas into parks that are designed to have visitors. CSF has brought in the United States National Park Service to guide and assist their Brazilian counterparts in that process.
We are working with the National Park Service in Brazil to help them to develop economic feasible alternatives for national parks in Brazil. National parks in Brazil don't have money for investments. So we are looking for a partnership with private companies to make all the investments that we need to have nature tourism develop in these areas in Brazil.
It's easy to forget that even the largest cities in Brazil stand on land that was once also covered with jungle. Not the Amazon, but the Atlantic rainforest. There, Ahmed explains, small restoration projects have become his organization's focus, an urban counterpoint to preventing deforestation in the less populous river basins.
Atlantic rainforest, it's really devastated. Only 7% is still in place. It's a different approach in this area. We are working to try to recover the forest. Most of the people in Brazil live in this Atlantic rainforest area. They need water, they need areas for recreation, so we're trying to work in this way to try to recover this habitat.
Ahmed spoke with KRCB during his current visit to California, where he's also meeting with American collaborators and funders for the ongoing projects in Brazil. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.